This is the farmer's calendar for September 2015. We planted a pear tree in the backyard many years ago and forgot about it. It grew up tall and skinny with no flowers and hence no fruit. 2 years ago, it flowered for the first time. By that September, its branches were heavy with fruit. We sampled a few from lower limbs. Most were 20 to 30 feet up. Puckery, but delicious. We decided to pick up windfalls when they were more ripe. We watched the green fruit turn rosy with great anticipation. Then, one morning, there were no pears. None on the tree, none on the ground. We tried to imagine what had happened to them. Birds? Insects? The day before, there had been no sign of holes or chewing. And how many birds or insects would it have taken to denude a 60-foot-high pear tree in a single night? It took a day or two to come up with a hypothesis. We have a bear, maybe two, in the neighborhood. We've seen one quite close to the house, once at the foot of the front steps. The tree and its branches are far too slender to hold the weight of a hungry bear, but for the same reason, it would be easy for a hungry Bruin to shake the tree hard enough to dislodge ripe fruit. It seems that we were not the only ones who had been looking for the proper moment to harvest.